Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Gimel tonight, so let's take a look. So we're at the third line on Ayin Gimel Mid Aleph, 73a, the third line. So the Gemara says, "Ba'minei Mirav Sheshet." They asked, doesn't say who they are, but presumably the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash asked Rav Sheshet, "Arel Mahu B'Maaser? Is an Arel allowed to eat Maaser?" We already learned that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma if he's a Kohen and can't eat Truma. But what about Maaser Sheni, a regular Yisrael? If he's an Arel, can eat Maaser Sheni? Now, in the Gemara, we had references that they couldn't eat, but we'll see where this goes, and this leads into the Gemara tomorrow. So the Gemara says, "Yehechi Yalef Pesach Mi Maaser Linan Linut." Now, the Gemara says that just like we learn Pesach from Maaser Linan Linut, in other words, we know that an Onain is not allowed to eat. It's not allowed to eat maaser. It says lavachalti ba'oni mimenu. So an onain is mafurish, can't eat maaser, and we learn pesach from there. So if you remember, we did this gemara. It's in tomorrow's daf. Remember, we learned that there's a gzeres shava mimenu. So it says lavachalti ba'oni mimenu. I didn't eat in my aninas from the maaser sheni. That's part of like the bidui maaser. And then it says al tochlu mimenu na. Don't eat from it. Partially roasted by the Korban Pesach. So there's a Gzeres Shava from Aninas to Pesach. So the Gemara says, we're talking about can an Arel eat Maaser Sheni? So he says we're on the fourth, fifth line on Ayin Gimel Mid Aleph, page 145. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ki hechid yalech Pesach mi Maaser lina ninot, just like I learned Pesach from Maaser, the din of Aninot, Yalef nami maaser mi pesach linin arelut. So it goes the other way as well. So I'll learn from Pesach and Arel Kitty to Korban Pesach. So in other words, I'm setting up like the telephone poles, right? In other words, like lines are going, so the flow is going, the electrons are going both directions, whatever, the wire. So I'm learning from maaser that you can't eat it by Aninas. And I'm learning from Pesach that you can't eat the maaser in a state of arelut. That would be one way. Odilma, or maybe, Chamor mikal yalef. Maybe it makes sense if I can learn the chamor from the kal. Pesach is the chamor, because if I don't do the korban pesach, I'm chayav karet. So to learn dinim from maaser sheni to pesach, like Anina said, I could learn. But kal me chamor lo yalef. But to learn that which is kal, the maaser from pesach, not. Let's see Rashi on this. I mean the Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Everybody have a second Tosfos. Kal me chamor lo yalef. So Tosfos says, "Vim Tomar, my mi bay lahu is the way Bach has. Chief the hechi yinelef kal mi chamor." He says, "What's the Tosfos takes it? If I'm learning, like one comparing one thing to another, obviously the kal I'm not going to learn from the chamor." He says, "V'yesh lomar the misapke lahu habyalek pesach mi maaser." In other words, the Gemara is mesupa. When I say I learn pesach from maaser, within anina, even zeres shavnen or yalef. So if the learning is through Gzeres Shabbos, so I did, the Gemara later on says it's Gzeres Shabbos. If we're learning Gzeres Shabbos, it goes either way. The flow goes both ways. Oh, the Kalvachomer Yalef, look, Gzeres Shabbos. Maybe it's learning a Kalvachomer, meaning if Maaser, I can't eat Aninus, certainly Pesach, I can't eat Aninus, because Aninus is more Chamor. So, but then it wouldn't work the other way around. If I see Pesach, I can't instead of Arelos, so there's no Kalvachomer by the Maaser Sheni, or Inami, the first wide line, medium wide line of Tosos, or the alternative, the Satkalei Yitzir Shav Mufna, Weinu Mufna. Or, in the alternative, I could say, the Gemara is, Vadai knows we have the Gzir Shava, but it's Mesupak, is it Gzir Shava Mufna? So remember, if it's Mufna, it's got superfluous terms, then it's immune to Akasha. So if I have Akasha, then I can't learn from it. The Betosos sets this up for the question of the Gemara. So let's see further in the Gemara. So on line six. So let me make sure there's nobody else here. 1 second. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Luhu. So Rav Sheshet said to Talmid of the Beis Medrash, Tani Tua. We learn the answer to this question. It's Mefurish in a Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim. Now, this Mishnah is in the second parak in Bikurim. So the Mishnah in the second parak, and the article pointed this out, the first three Mishnayot are comparing Truma, Bikurim, and Maaser Sheni. They're comparing all three dinim. So the first Mishnah says, Hachuma ba'bikurim. So Truma and Bikurim, is, in other words, it's going to compare compare Truma Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. A Truma Bikurim chayv le Mita, so you're chayv Mita. In other words, if a non-Kohen eats Truma, he's chayv Mita b'day Shemayim. Or if a Kohen eats Truma in a state of Tuma, he's also chayv Mita b'day Shemayim. And Bikurim, also, it's only the Kohen eat it. So if a non-Kohen eats it, he's chayv Mita b'day Shemayim. And also, the same thing has to be in the state of Tara. So it's Mita, I have death with that. And B'chomesh, within B'chomesh, if a non-Kohen accidentally eats Truma, he has to make restitution with the Karen and the Chomesh. And well, not for Maaser Sheni exactly, but if leave out Maaser Sheni for a minute, okay? So Truma, you pay Chomesh, and Chomesh really means a quarter, 25%. Remember, there's two ways to calculate the Chomesh, right? So Vern remembers, the gob would mean the bar. So he says, Baha Bikurim, the same thing by Bikurim. So those are two elements that are shayach by Truma Bikurim, Mith and Chomesh. Basurim Lazarim, they're each prohibited to non-Kohanim. So Truma is prohibited to non-Kohanim and Bikurim non-Kohanim. They nixay Kohen. They're the property of the Kohen. And when you hear the property of the Kohen, it means what is the test that always Gemara has? Exactly right. And if you look at the first line in Rashi, on the sixth narrow line, Behain nixay Kohen, the Kadesh Behain the Isha. So if it's my property, I can be a Kaddish a woman with it, right? I could do what I want with it. And then Rashi says further about Maaser. When it says Maaser, it means Maaser Sheni. So in the Shemitah cycle, you're one and two, and four and five, you bring your Maaser, a tithe to Yerushalayim. You eat it there, or you pod it and you bring it to Yerushalayim. He says about Maaser, Rashi says, Lo nitan lachil shni basicha. In which you can eat it, drink it, and anoint yourself with it. So Stam Mishnah, it was anonymous Mishnah, is like Remeir, he holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gaboa. It's in other words, it's the property of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not your property. Let's get back in the Gemara. So Olin Be'echad Umeya. They cannot be told, that is the Truma and the Mice, the Bikurim. Truma and the Bikurim cannot be told with one and a half. Going to mute people. Okay, with 1 in 100, meaning if I have one part truma and 100 parts chulin, then I have bitul, right? And the same thing with bikurim. Not that I could do the lechatchila, but if I did it, if it happened, that's bitul. He says, "Utilunin rechitzat yadayim." Before the kohen eats truma or bikurim, he has to wash his hands. Like we wash for hamotzi, they have to wash for truma and bikurim, and it's because the Chachamim look at Rashi, the third in line, fourth line, but where it gets wide. Yeruchis yadayim, afilu hein peirot, even if it's fruit. Distam yadayim shniyot hein, yidrabanan. Because yadayim are assumed to be a shenin the tuma. Truma can be b'kabal tuma shlishi. Uposel the tuma. Of al maaser v'chulin, kaimel anotel yadav l'peirot, reiz v'gas ruach. When it's the maaser and chulin, it looks like you're arrogant if you wash for fruit. Back in the Gemara, v'harev shemesh. Means if someone was tamei and he went to the mikvah, and now he's waiting. He's got to wait till nightfall before he can eat the truma and the bikurim. But Maaser Sheni, he can eat before nightfall. Hareilu b'truma bikurim. Back in the Gemara, Masha ain't came for Maaser. In other words, that's true. Those things are unique for truma and bikurim, but they're not true by Maaser Sheni. So now the Gemara says. Now again, our question is there a din of areilus by Maaser Sheni? So b'mi'ita. If it would be true that we're not learning the Gzeira Shava for Arelis, we're not learning, that an Arel, cannot eat Maaser Sheni. If that would be true, then the Arel Asur Behen, Mashen Keva Maaser. So, in other words, the Mishnah should say, if it's true that an Arel can eat Maaser Sheni, we know an Arel cannot eat Truma and Bikurim, so the Tana should say something else, which is Shaykh by Truma and Bikurim. The Arel can't eat it. Masha ain't came, Maaser Sheni. The Arel could eat it. But since the Tana doesn't mention that, we think the proof is that an Arel is prohibited in all of them. We know the Arel can't eat Truma, right? We learned the Gzeira Shava for that, or according to Rabbi Akiva, Ishish. So we know he can't have that. And also, by Bikurim as well, the Arel can't eat Bikurim. That's the proof. Okay, let's just stop for a second. Okay, let's go so slowly, make sure everybody understands. We have time tonight. So again, so the question they asked Rav Sheshet, the Talmidim asked Rav Sheshet, is an Arel allowed to eat Maaser Sheni? That's the question. So the question is, do we say that Maaseh Sheni, I'll learn just like an Arel, can't eat Korban Pesach, so too an Arel can't eat Maaseh Sheni. Because Maaseh Sheni and Pesach are maybe linked with the Gzeirah Shavah, or else I could just compare them. But if I'm just comparing the two, then it doesn't seem like it would work. But with the Gzeirah Shavah, it would work. So Rav Sheshi said, well, if you look at careful reading of the Mishnah in the second parak in Bikurim, you'll see the answer. Mishnah compares Truma and Bikurim and Maaseh Sheni. And it says all the differences between the two. So if it would be true that only that we're not learning Maaseh Sheni from Pesach, that would mean the Arel could eat it. So if the Arel could eat it, the Tana should say another difference is that Truma and Bikurim, the Arel can't eat it, and the Maaseh Sheni could eat it if he's an Arel. But since the Tana doesn't say that, the Chorah is prohibited on all. In other words, we're learning it from what he doesn't say. So from what the Tana doesn't say, the Chorah, Arel is prohibited. And that's the way the Maskana of the Gemara is going to be, not to be tonight, but that's going to be the Maskana of the Gemara. Cannot eat. Okay, right. Okay, now, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up? No. When I talk about Truma, I mean a Kohen. Bikurim, I mean a Kohen. Maaseh Sheni, I don't mean a Kohen. The Israel is eating, okay? All right, everybody good? Okay, we're going to move on. Now, the Gemara says, Tana Bashir. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is deflecting the proof. In other words, rejecting the proof. The fact that the Tana didn't list it doesn't mean it's not true. In other words, it could be that it's only a din by Truma and Bikurim and not by Maaser. The Maaser of the Arel could eat it, but the Tana left it out. And sometimes the Tana doesn't make a comprehensive list of all the differences. It gives some differences, but it leaves things out. But the rule of the road is the Tana will never leave one thing out. So here it's Tana B'Shir. So the Gemara says, B'Shir, D'Hai Shir. What else did the Tana leave out? If you want to say and deflect the proof, you have to prove that there are other things the Tana left out. And then he left out A, B, C, and D. I could say, you know what? He left out E as well. And in Achinami, the RL could eat Maaseh Sheni. So the Gemara says, Shir the Tatani Seifa. So the Gemara says he left out the items that are mentioned in the Seif of the Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim. In other words, he's going to say, if you look at the next Mishnah, he left things out from that Mishnah. He says, Shir the Tatani Seifa, Yesh b'Maaser u'Bikurim, Masha Ein Kein b'Truma. There are elements that Maaser and Bikurim have that Truma does not have. Shaha Maaser v'HaBikurim, Tunin haba ad makom. When it says maaser, it means maaser sheni. So maaser and bikurim, you have to bring it to a certain location. In other words, maaser sheni, you have to bring to Yerushalayim, then you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. Bikurim, you bring to the base of Mikdash, and the kohenim can eat it only in Yerushalayim. So that's a chorma. Truma is anywhere in Eretz Israel, you have truma. It says, yesh maaser bikurim, maaser ain't came to truma. Shah maaser bikurim, tunin haba ad makom, utunin vidu, in addition to which, Maaser Bikurim is like a confession or a declaration is associated with each one, meaning that by Maaser, in the Pesach of year 4, on the last day of Pesach, and the Pesach of year 7, so the person has to make Bidui Maaser. He has to say, B'arti HaKodesh Ben Abayim. I've made distribution of all the Maasrot, and I've given them out. So he's got to make that declaration. He says, And by Bikurim, so when a person brings the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, he says, Aramiyo Beiravi, he says, Ve'atai Neveiti Rishi Priha Damashin Tavli Hashem. He has a whole declaration he has to make, meaning there's a declaration that's associated with Vidui, with Maaser and Bikurim. But Masha Ein Kein Truma, there's no declaration with Truma. But Asur La'onein, and Maaser Bikurim is prohibited to an Onein. But we learned earlier in the Gemara that a Kohen, when he's an Aninus, can eat Truma. Do you remember we said, Bechol Zar, Lo Yochal Kodesh, a non-Kohen can't eat it. So the Gemara learned, Zarut, Asarti Lacha, I prohibited you Zarut, but not Aninus. So those are the differences. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Now, in terms of, Rabbi Shimon is talking about Bikurim. The Tana Rabbi Shimon holds, and it says Rabbi Shimon, we know it means Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Tana Rabbi Shimon, he holds that by Bikurim, an Oni is permitted to eat it, Aninus. So he doesn't agree with the last prod in terms of Bikurim. And then the Tana Mishnah continues on, B'chayavin b'biur, meaning there's a point in time, as we mentioned, where you have to make distribution of your maasrot. You have to say, I've distributed all the maasrot. And then also the bikurim, that means you give it to the Kohen has to eat the bikurim or else destroy it, you know, by the same time. In other words, when you hit to Pesach of year 4 or Pesach of year 7, so there has to be distribution of all maasrot, and then bikurim have to be consumed or destroyed. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree by bikurim and the sky of a beaver. That's the end of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara remarks, V'ilu asur l'bayer mehen betuma. The Tana left out something else. He didn't mention that there's a prohibition by maaser and bikurim, if they become tamei, that I could, you know, destroy it and get hana from burning it. In other words, truma tamea I burn, but I can get hana from it. But maaser and bikurim, I can't destroy it in a state of tuma, whether I'm in a state of tuma or they're in a state of tuma. And then turn the next page. Ba'ochlan betuman outzman loke. In addition to which, if the object, if the food is tamei by maaser and bikurim, a person who eats it is chayav malkot. Masha enkein betruma. By truma, if the truma is tamei, not the kohen, if the truma is tamei, you don't get malkot. The Gemara is going to learn that you're over an Easter essay, but it's not good that you do it. You're not doing the right thing. But you're not chayav malkot. Lo katani. So alma tana bashir. So I see that Tana did leave things out from his list. So in Sinakinami, it's the safe of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, but he's leaving things out. If he left that out, I could say in Achinami, there was another difference in the first Mishnah between the Truman, the Bikurim, and the Maaser. He left out that Maaser, an Arel, could eat it. That's what the thinking is. And so in the end, it's going to be not that way, but it could be. It's possible. Okay.
So he's reviving the proof now by saying that there were more omissions.
In other words, we attempted to bring a proof that an Arel is not allowed to eat Maaser. And the Gemara deflected the proof. So now the proof is out the door. We don't have the proof.
What are extra things that you left out?
Again, let's go back on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom line. Okay, the Ilu, so he's leaving out elements that relate to Maaser and Bikurim. Ilu Asur L'Va'er Mehem Betuma. So if the Maaser and Bikurim are Tame, and I want to destroy them, the food is Tame, and I want to destroy them. Or the person is Tamei and the food is Tawar, but he wants to destroy it. So he can't get Hana from the burning. He can't get Hana from it. Masha'in Kain, Truma, he could burn it and get Hana from it. And then, Ochlan Betuman Otzman Loka. If he eats the Masa and the Bikurim, when they're Tamei, he gets Malko. If he eats Truma, when the Truma is Tamei, it's only an Easter Essa. He's not Chayav Malko. So he left those things out. Okay?
If he's Tamei, eats Truma.
If he's Tamei, he's Truma, he's Chayav to be Deshamayim. Okay? All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, what's up? In other words, let's say, right, for fuel, he wants to cook something, he wants to keep the house warm, whatever, he can get Hana from it. Okay? That's it. You got the idea. That's interesting. He said that somebody just showed me a video of him pouring. He was somewhere in Brooklyn last night with all these Hasidim. And he wasn't with the Lubavitchers, but he showed him, he's pouring oil. I said, what are you pouring oil on? He says, I'm pouring on the wood, but they're going to burn. I said, gasoline would work better. Anyway, but he was pouring oil on the wood, you know, like to make a big fire like for the Lag BaOmer last night. Okay, I'm moving on unless anybody has any questions.
No proof yet.
Okay, no proof yet. And we won't get the proof tonight, but I already did the proof with you a few days ago. Okay, that's it. Now, okay, there's no peace here. If we get time, we'll do this. Okay. All right, let's go further into Gemara. So we're on line 3 on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara, having mentioned that Mishnah, is going to dissect the Mishnah. This is sort of like a somewhat of a digression. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, 3 lines at the bottom of an Aleph, Ba'asur La'onein Rabbi Shimon Matir, that Maaser and Bikurim are prohibited to a person in a state of aninus. And we mentioned aninus is when one of the 7 krovim die. And we said that by kachim, it means even after the kur, you're still an onain. And there's machloket, whether that night it's deraisa or derabanan, but you're still an onain even that night. So the kur was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but at 5 o'clock you're still an onain, ledine kachim. And that night you're also an onain, maybe deraisa, maybe derabanan. Now, So we said, Ba'asra la'onin. So we said, Ba'asra bikurim prohibited to a person under this, he can't eat it. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon disagrees by the bikurim. He says that so we have a machloket, can a person who's an onin eat bikurim? According to Tzara Kama, not. And according to Reb Shimon, yes. And we know Ma'asra Sheni, he definitely cannot eat. Because it says, Lo'achati boni mimenu. So now, back in the Gemara on line 3. So, Ba'asurim. So he's got the Bach has Amar Mar. Basurim la'onein b'rabshim matir. So Minalahu. So where do the Chachamim, where does the Tana Kama learn that an onein cannot eat bikurim? Obviously he's a Kohen. Minalahu. Dechtiv, so he quotes a pasuk, lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha, masar d'gancha t'yushcha b'sharecha, then it goes on, v'chorob b'karcha b'sonecha, v'trumat yadecha. So you can't eat b'sharecha, in other words, you can't eat anywhere in Eretz Israel, Master Sheni. It means Masar Degancha means Master Sheni. He says, Utrumat Yadecha, like the contribution of your hand, Ba'amar Mar, Trumat Yadecha Elu Bikurim. So we have a statement, Trumat Yadecha refers to Bikurim. And Rashi brings down, let's look at Rashi, the third narrow line, the Trumat Yadecha Elu Bikurim, Debai Habat Makom. You can't eat Bikurim where you are, because Bikurim you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. You'll put it in the basket and then go to the makom that Hashem chooses. So there, that's a positive command that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. He says, here in this pasuk, he teaches me a lav. If I don't bring it, I transgress a lav. You can't eat the bikurim, you know, wherever you are. He says, the ilu truma mamash kachek bulhi below by a koma. If it would be truma itself, then you could eat it outside Yerushalayim. So trumat yadecha means the bikurim. So back in the Gemara, the idkash bikurim, the mice there. So we see as a result of that pasuk, that creates a hekesh. The pasuk is connecting, comparing Master Sheni and bikurim. Master Sheni and bikurim mention the same pasuk. It says Masar Degancha, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim, and Bikurim you can't have outside Yerushalayim. So he says, "Itkash Bikurim Maaser, Ma Maaser Asur LaOnein." So we could say, "I have a Hekesh, Maaser Sheni is prohibited to an Onein, Af Bikurim Asur LaOnein." So too, according to the Chachamim, so Bikurim prohibited to a person in Nimitz. And now Reb Shimon, who disagrees, what does he hold? Reb Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana. Reb Shimon says, the Tana, the Chumash, what does he call Bikurim? Trumat Yadecha, the Truma of your hand. So he says, Ma Truma Muter La'onein, by calling Bikurim Trumat Yadecha, the Torah is alluding to the fact that just like Truma is permissible for an Onein, A Bikurim Mutar La'onein. So too, Bikurim is permissible to an Onein. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that I just did? Okay, let's go further. Well, he could say there's a hekesh, but the fact that Torah calls it Trumat Yadecha is like shlugging out the hekesh and teaching me a different din that it has to be like Truma. Okay, now, going on. Now, again, with the next line, we're going down in the next line of the Mishnah. So this Mishnah came up sort of like we were trying to bring a proof about the Arel and the Master Sheni, but having brought it up, the Gemara is dissecting it. Okay, now b'chayavin b'biur. So we said that the Master and the Bikurim are chayav biur. I mean, there's a time you have to distribute the Maaser, and the Kohen has to eat the Bikurim or destroy the Bikurim by a date certain. Yeah, it has to be eaten by a date certain. B'chayavin b'biur. Masha enkein truma has no, you know, limitation on time. So he says, so again, so it says, b'chayavim b'biur, so they're both chayavim b'biur, Reb Shimon poter. So it means Reb Shimon disagrees again about bikurim. Shimon says bikurim, there's no time limit on bikurim. So what's the machloka there? So the Gemara says pashut, just what we learned. Mar makish, the Tanakama says that bikurim is just like Master Sheni. Master Sheni, I know there is a time limit. He says umar lo makish, and Reb Shimon doesn't learn the hekesh. He says trumat yadecha, it's like truma. So much for that. Now, if you remember, this is the next line is not a quote from the Mishnah, But the Gemara said that there are other differences the Tana left out. So it's taken a Davar Muskan, the Tana left this out. But Asur L'Ba'er Mehen B'Tuma. So you're not allowed to, like, destroy it if your Tame or the object is Tame, you get Hana from it, right? He says, Asur L'Ba'er Mehen B'Tuma. He says, 1 minute. The Oklan B'Tumat Asman Loke. And if a person eats them when the object is Tame, meaning he eats the Bikurim or the Master Shani, he gets Malkot. Mashen King Truma, you don't get Malkot. So Manalan, where do we know this halakha from? Now the Gemara quotes a long brisa, so you must be patient on the brisa. The Tani, we learn in the brisa, Rav Shimon Omer, Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei. Rav Shimon says, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is in Kitavo. It says, Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei. I didn't destroy it in a state of Tuma. Bein Sha'ani Tamei B'Hu Tahor, means whether I, the person, was Tamei and the object was Tahor, Bein Sha'ani Tahor B'Hu Tamei, or I was Tahor and the object was Tame. I mean, I didn't burn it and get Hana from it. And that's the way Rabbi Parker was explaining today. Now, the Gemara interjects. Excuse me for a second. Not yet. He says, V'hecha muzhar al achilato. So where is he admonished not to, in other words, not to eat the object when it's in a state of tuma, any odea? So I don't know. So the Gemara says, wait a second. It's not clear. It was not clear if he's Tame or the object's Tame. So the Tana Rav Shimon says, Eini Yodea. So the Gemara interjects, Tumen Aguf, what do you mean he doesn't know? Tumen Aguf is before the Pesukim. It says, Nefesh Shigabo, B'Tamara Arev, Lo Yuchal Men HaKadashim, Kim Rechatz B'Sero B'Mayim. If a Nefesh touches something which is Tame, he's going to be Tame to the evening. And he can't eat from the kachim, which means the master sheni, unless he immerses himself in the mikvah. So what do you mean? How do I know that I can't eat betuma? So it's mefurish in the pesukim I can't eat betuma. So how can come and violate? So the Gemara explains where Shimon was bothered is as follows: tuman asmo minayin. Where do I know if the object itself, meaning the master sheni, we're talking about, right? The master sheni or the bikurim are tame that he can't eat it. He says so. Taman. So now we're back in the Mishnah. So Taman Lomar, Lo Tuchal Lechol B'Sharecha Masar Dganfa. So one pasuk says you can't eat B'Sharecha, means your gates, means wherever you are, whether you're in Hebron or Tveria, you can't eat the Master Sheni there. He says Ulahalan Hu Omer. Then elsewhere it says, I think it's in Parshas Re'eh, B'Sharecha Toklenu Hatamei B'Tahor Yachtav Katzvi B'Chayal. This is talking about, let's say you have a Bechor that's a Baal Mum. So before this Baal Mum, so you're still going to give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen, it could be eaten even if it becomes Tameh. So B'Sharecha Tochlenu, you'll eat it B'Sharecha in your own gates. It means it doesn't have to be in Yerushalayim. HaTameh V'HaTohor Yachdav, the Tameh and Tower person can eat it together. Katzvi V'Chayal, like the deer in the heart. B'Tana Tameh Rav Shmuel, Bryce was taught in the basement of Rav Shmuel. Afilu Tameh V'Tohor Ochlen Al Shulchanacha B'Karachat. In a choshishin. And there was one person to be Tameh, one person to be Tahor. They can eat on one table from one ka'ara, like one plate, one serving plate. And they don't have to be choshesh that the making the object Tameh. It's like Nishka Ferlach, we would say. We're talking about a bechor that was blemished. So it's not a problem. So that's true by the second pasuk. So again, B'kama rachmana ha'huda amin lachatam b'sharecha toklenu hachalo teichu. So we have two pasukim. One pasuk says, "Lo techol b'chusharecha masar gancha." You can't eat it in your gates. And another pasuk, "B'sharecha toklenu." So the Torah is telling us that the object that I could eat in the state of tuma, i.e., the bechor that's a baal mum. So if it's master sheni, I can't eat it that way. It's master sheni, I can't. So in other words, "lo" is like code. In other words, "lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha masar gancha." You can't eat b'sharecha masar gancha. And where else do we see B'Sharecha? B'Sharecha Toklenu, Tamei B'Hitor Yichdav. So just like over there, you could eat it with the Tamei, here you can't eat it with Tuma. Okay, so let's just pause for a second. Let's think what we learned. So again, you could say like the Hekesh we have. So whatever's true by Maaser will be true by the Bikurim. Now, so again, we were bothered by that so Asur Levayer Mehen Betuma, that we got, but Ochlam Betuma Natsman Loke. If you eat it when the object is in the state of tumor, you get malchot. Okay, so I think we're good with that. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Let's go further. Now, Masha Ein Kain B'Truma. So Truma is different, right? Truma, in other words, if it's in a state of Tuma, then that's what I do. I'll burn it. And I'll get Hana from it. But I can't do that with the Masha Sheni or the Bikurim. Right. Masha Ein Kain B'Truma. So Masha Ein Kain B'Truma, Manalan. So where do we know this from? Amri Bao and Ryochanam, the Amar Kra, Loviarti Minu B'Tame. So it says concerning the Master Shani, Loviarti Minu B'Tame, I didn't destroy it in a state of Tuma. Mimenu Yatamavir, Avala Tamavir Shemin Shel Truma Shenitma. In other words, I didn't burn it in a state of Tuma, as Master Shani, it was Mimenu. Mimenu is like a Mia. In other words, this I didn't burn in a state of Tuma and get an Anah from. But something else I could burn in a state of Tuma, when the opposite state of Tuma, and I could get an Anah from. And that's Shemin Shel Truma. Ve'ema Mimenu Yatamavir, or Tamavir Shemin Shel Kodesh Shenitma. So maybe, okay, I like the Limud, but maybe it's teach me something else. Maybe Master Shani, I can't burn, then went to the state of Tuma. But let's say Shemin from Menacho, from Kachim, maybe that I could burn in the state of Tuma and get Hana from. So the Gemara says, Lab Kavakomerhu, isn't it a Kavakomer? Uma Maser HaKalam or Torah Lobi Artimen of Tamei, if Maser Shani, which is like lower on the totem pole, I can't burn it when it's in a state of Tuma and get Hana from, Kodesh Kamu or Lob Kodesh Kain. So the Kodesh was more stringent. Certainly, I can't burn it in a state of Tuma. Once it means like korbano, like the oil from the menacho. So the Gemara says, "Ihati." But if that's the way your logic is going to be, so Trumanami kavakomerhu. So Truma is also a kavakomer, and with Truma has greater level of kedusha than Master Shani. So if Master Shani, I can't burn in a state of Tuma. So Truma, I shouldn't be able to do either. So the Gemara says, "Hati mimenu." But I have that pasuk. Lo be arti mimenu b'tamei. I didn't burn it. The Master Shani state of Tuma. Something else I'm allowed to do. So the question is, Master Shani, I know I can't do it, but I have two other candidates for a heter. Candidate number one is Truma. Candidate number two are Kachim. So Umara Itas, how did you figure out that the one that you're going to eliminate from the prohibition is the Truma? Maybe the one to eliminate from the prohibition or the Kachim. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Kodesh Loma Ma'atina. Logically, Kodesh will not be, you know, excluded from the prohibition. Chikain Paknachas. That's the mnemonic device for the elements which is so chamur. This is talking about Kodesh. Pigal. If it's talking about Kachim, so Pigal applies. So Pigal means if I think that I'm going to consume it
outside the place or the Zman.
Well, yeah, but the Pigal is Zman, right? Outside the place is a different soul, but it's outside the Zman. And so either I'm going to consume it or the Mizbeah is going to consume it outside the right Zman. And then I eat it, I'm Chayev Kare. That's a Chumrah. And then Notar, if I leave over and then I eat it, I'm also Chayev Kare. Got a lot of Chumrahs here with Kachim. Korban, it's a Korban, it's an offering to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So logically, it's more Chamor. Then Me'ila, if I misuse it, I'm Chayev Me'ila for it. And then Kare, if I eat the kachim in a state of tuma, I'm chayav kare. Says va'asur la'onein, and it's prohibited to eat the kachim in a state of aninus. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I have six elements, and the mnemonic device you have to know how to use it. Like in other words, like me'ila is the ayin. In other words, me'ila is the ayin, and the samach is asur la'onein. So even if you remember the mnemonic device, you have to remember how to plug it in. So since I have those six elements, as between the two candidates were Kachim and Truma, one of them I'm going to be allowed to eat it or get benefit from it when I burn it in the state of Tuma. So logically, Kachim can't be the one. It's got to be Truma because Kachim is so crumbling. So Gemara says, Adrabo, punk for care, like we say, Truma lo ma'atina. Truma should not be excluded from the prohibition, meaning it should be in the prohibition. Shekein machpaz. I have the four elements. Mita, If I eat truma in a state of truma, then I'm chayv kare. I'm chayv mita b'dei shemayim. The chomesh, if a czar accidentally eats the truma, he has to pay chomesh and on a fifth. Vein la pidyon. Truma never has a pidyon, right? Kachim get a pidyon if they have a mum in it. Basur lazarim. And truma is prohibited to non kohenim. So Masha'en came the korbanot, you know, there's parts that the non-Kohanim could eat, typically. So he says, Saharach Nefishan. So the Gemara says, when everything is said and done, there are more points of Chumrah, 6 points of Chumrah by the Kachim, 4 points by the Truma. So Kachim is more Chamor, so Kachim is not going to be part of the Heter. So he says, V'ibay name, or else I could say, Karet Adifa, or else I could say, on one side I have Karet, the other side I don't have Karet. Karet outweighs all other considerations. It's interesting, even me to be the Shemayim, Karet outweighs that. So according to the Rambam, Karet means like you don't get a Chelek and Olam Haba. So you can really hear that. Okay, so again, so we said that how do I know that that I can't get enough from it, from 1 7 7 7 yeah, the Master Shani. So yeah, when I'm burning in a state of tumah, so the Gemara says, it says, "Mimenu yatamavir, but tamavir shemen shel truma." But the shemen of truma I could burn. How do I know? How mashen came to truma? How do I know the truma I'm allowed to burn it in the state of truma and get hana from it? So the Gemara says, "Lo biarti mimenu b'tamei." That's a miyut. Mimenu from the masu shein I didn't burn in the state of truma. Somebody else said I can burn and get hana from the one state of truma. So the Gemara says the other thing is truma. We thought maybe kachim, but not that way. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? No. All right, let's go further. Now, okay, so now we're 6 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay, for Ochlan, Betuman, Otsman, Lokem, Ashen, Kim, Betruma. So we mentioned above, this wasn't beforeish in the Mishnah, but the Gemara took it as one of the things that kind of left out, that if you eat it, meaning you're eating the Master Sheni or the Bikurim, when they, the Master Sheni or the Bikurim or Tame, I'm Tahor, I get Malkot. If I eat it, I get Malkot, Masha'en Kein Betruma. If I eat Truma when the Truma is Tame, I don't get Malkot. I'm over on an Easter essay. We'll see in a minute. So the verse is Milk Lehud Lolaki. And again, it says Lo Tuchala Kol B'Sharecha, right? In other words, where do we have the Pasuk? We have the Pasuk. He says, yeah, Nebuchadnezzar Gabbo Tamana Arab, Lo Yichamana Kadashim, that we had, but where? Lo Biarti Menu B'Tame, I know that. Nebuchadnezzar Gabbo. So where do we know, where do we I'm leading with the Pasuk by, or we'll see in a minute. How do I know that Truma, I guess it's like looking for a negative. In other words, Truma, in other words, we'll see in a minute. But right. How do I know when I eat it, I get Malkot? How do I know that then? Oklan Batuman Atzman, I get Malkot. Where did we say we learned that from? 1 second. Did we say where we learned that from? So it must be 1 second. In other words, I need a lav where the lav is. So he says, so the Gemara I had above, it was in the Bryce, the first line of the Bryce. Well, the argument of today, that's being the buyer. Yeah. The buyer, but doesn't talk about eating it. 1 second. The Master Shani says, Lo Yuchamana Kadashim. So that might be also the Truma. Lo Yuchamana Kadashim Kim Rechats Pesro B'Mayim. I think that's the Pasuk. And it was Lo Yuchamana Kadashim Kim Rechats Pesro B'Mayim. He can't eat from Kadashim. I assume it means even Truma. Okay, that's what I assume. In the way. When it's Tame, it says, let's say, no, that's right, he's Tame. Right. All right, I'm not sure. Where's the Pasuk? No. But I'm saying, in other words, by Truma, Oklahoma Tumanatsun Loka.
I didn't know about it.
So wait a second. Oklahoma Tumanatsun, in other words, I get Malkot. If I eat the Master Shani, the Bikurim, when they're Tame. So which?
Oh, right. Tame.
No, that's destroying it, but eating it. So,
I think. That's the one you said.
Why can't it be the Pasuk Nefesh Gabbo B'Tamei Arev? that he is tame, right? So I'm not sure what the pasuk is for that. Let's see a minute. So the Gemara says, Milku Lulaki, he doesn't get Malkod, meaning Truma, when the Truma is Tame, but there is an Isur attached to it. So Manalan, where do we know the Isur? So Amar Kra, the Sharecha Tochlenu. He says that the Sharecha Tochlenu, in other words, this is talking about the Truma. He says, Lezeh below La Acher. The Sharecha Tochlenu is talking about the Master Sheng. No, no, not the Master Sheng. The Sharecha Tochlenu, that's talking about the Bechor, the Baal Mom. So he says, the Sharecha Tochlenu, in other words, you can eat it in your gates, the Zeh below the Acher. In other words, you can even eat the Bechor when the Chor is Tame, you can eat it, right? The Tame and Tahor. The Sharecha Tochlenu, you can eat it, the Zeh below the Acher, but not something else, meaning, and not the Truma. He says, "V'lav abama chal esa yesi." So it's, in other words, I'm learning. I can't eat the truma when the truma is tamei, but I'm deriving it from an essay. In other words, it says by the bechor that's a baal mom, you can eat it. Tamei and tahor can eat it, even though the bechor is tamei because it's tamei. We can eat it. Tamei tahor. So I can eat this, but I can't eat that. So the thing that's the truma, but I'm deriving it from an essay. So it has a chumrah of an essay, not a lav. So let's see back in the Gemara with two more lines, and then we'll do a little sheet, and that'll be it. Okay, so Amar Rav Ashi, Mirishanami Shamina the Tana Bashir. So he's going back to the earlier Gemara. Rav Ashi said, remember at the beginning, we said Tana Bashir. The Tana left out things in the second Mishnah. So Rashi says, even from the first Mishnah, he left things out. Mirishanami Shamina the Tana Bashir. Midlo Katani, the top line Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, he says, V'noagin b'shar shnei shavua. The Tana didn't say, and here he's talking about the Truma the Bikurim. He could have said, he's comparing Truma Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. V'noagin b'shar shnei shavua. In other words, Truma Bikurim, those apply all the years of the Shemitah cycle. V'ein lehem pinyon, they don't have a pinyon, Masha ain't came to Maaser. So Maaser Sheni not that way. So Shvamina. So from there, we see also that it was Tana Bashir. So that proof is definitely gone by the wayside. Okay, now let me just go over a couple of things, and then that will be it. Now, hopefully, that. Now, let me see here. One second. Something else I saw. Okay. He mentions over here. This is in the Yad Yoma. So the mitzvah bikurim. So he wants to know: is there a mitzvah bikurim in the Shemitah year? This year is a Shemitah year in Eretz Israel. So we don't have a base of mikdash, but if we would have a base of mikdash, would there be a mitzvah bikurim in this year? So the Ora Chaim is medakni from Lashon Pasuk. It says Balakatame Rishik Kopriyadama should be Maratzaka. This is from the Al Hadaf. He says, or the Morot Dafyomi rather. He says, May Aratzka Hashem Rishalachel Notinla, but take from the fruit that the land Hashem has given you. So the Ora Chaim says there is no mitzvah bikurim. He says it's only from the Adam Hashem Rishalachel Notinla. Lizebam. The Or HaChaim says the mitzvah only done in 6 years. While Shana Shmita, Bikurim, in other words, it has to be like it's your land, your fruit. That's the Bikurim. But in the Shana Shmita, everything is Hefker. In other words, everything is Hefker. So if people come, I can't throw people off my property. Everybody goes, they take the fruit. Fruit's not mine, nothing's mine. So Lora Chaim learns there's no mitzvah bikurim in the Shemitah year. Minchas Chinuch brings down the Ora Chaim, and he remarks that the Rambam and the Chinuch, in other words, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, Tmashma, they do bring bikurim in the Shemitah year. And it's Mefurish and Rashi in his Perish and Chumash. It says, Reshit bikurim ad matcha, af hashvi'it chayav bikurim. Rashi in his Perish says, Shemitah year is chayav bikurim. And this Rashi is the oldest source, he says, that you should bring Bikurim the Shemitah year. And the Minchas Chinuch adds on to this that Rashi must be relying on an earlier Braisa. Now, but the Mefarshei Rashi, i.e. the Gur Aryeh and the Mizrahi, they hold that the Girs of Rashi that's in front of us is Mishubeshet, it's somewhat corrupted. He says, how could a person possibly say, Pri Ha'adama Shen Tatali? In other words, the payroll weren't given to him. In other words, this is the Pri Ha'adama Shen Tatali you've given to me, but it's not even his. He says, and it's Mashin the Rashi in our Sugin. Tomorrow's daf, he's got Benoagim. Let's look at the top line in Rashi, Ayin Dalim and Aleph. Benoagim, Shum Vikor Bishar Shnei Shavu, B'chor Shnor Shmita. He says he means Bishar Shnei Shavu. Well, I don't know if some look from there. He says, Aval Mas Yusheni, Ein Noheg, B'shlishi Yushvi. Let's see back in here. Let me see. He says, but the Tashbates is not Mithak Beik, and he holds that Dibri Rashi are the way of here in our gear. So what does it say? Yeah, the Chachmash. One second. Yeah. No, from the Rashi in our gear, in our sugya, it sounds like indeed he holds that it is Chayav Shmita. Rashi says, the Nogin Shumu Bikurim, Bishar Shnei Shavu, B'chol Shnor Shmita. So Rashi here sounds like you are Chayav Bikurim. So let's see. So the Chazon Ish explains that Rashi is talking about fruits that blossomed before the year of the Shemitah, and then the fruit grew during the Shemitah year. Those peirot don't have Kedushat Shvias, and they're not Hefker. They're shy to the Balin. He says, but so you could think that since this Shana is not the year of Simchat Asipa, like gathering the two and the peirot, so even the fruit that I gather this year that don't have Kedushat Shvias and no mine, I shouldn't bring, Kamash Vlan, that's Chayav Bikurim. So the Chazon Ish wants to try to be Me'ashev all the Shito. In other words, the Or HaChaim says, you're not Chayav Bikurim. And then Rashi in Tzchomish says, you are Chayav Bikurim. So the Chazon Ish says, really, you're not Chayav if it blossomed and grew in the Shemitah year, but if it blossomed before the Shemitah year, and then it grew into a fruit during the Shemitah year, so it's really your fruit. But I might have thought, you're not Chayav, so Kamash Vlan, that you are a Chayav in the Bikurim. That's the way he has that piece. All right, let me see if I have something else here. Oh, man. Let's see what we got. All right. I think I'm going to call it a day. Okay, now, I'm going to end. Any other questions? All right, let me end the recording. One second.